sir. Next case, please.
The next application is case 12007. Geraldine Albano seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback, section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The pub is located on the west side of Topher Drive, approximately 200 feet south of Blackstone Drive. The 911 address is 31588 Topher Drive, Millville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1975. Specifically, they're requesting an 8.4-foot variance, a 0.7-foot variance, and a 0.6-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Carl Albano, 11 Clark Place, Mayor Pack, New York. I'm here representing my mom, Geraldine Albano, who's the applicant.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The uniqueness of the property. The property is unique in that it is 75 feet wide, and the side setbacks are 10 feet on each side. In order for this home to be placed on this property with a side deck, it had to consume all the usable width within the setbacks. It cannot be otherwise developed. Without this variance, the home would need to be removed or the sides or exterior of the home to conform with regulations. Neither of these choices are feasible, as would cause a significant amount of money to have either complied with. With this variance, the owner understands that no other additions may be made to this home in the width of the property line setbacks. This was not created by the applicant. When the home was purchased in 1991, there were stakes indicating the home, where the home site should be placed. There was a third-party contractor that placed the home, placed these stakes, and believed it was correct location with regard to setbacks of the property. It was not known or discovered during the period in which the house was placed that there was any encroachment on the side setbacks or any setbacks. It was not discovered until the survey was completed in January 31, 2017, which is attached. This will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood should the variance be granted. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood in any way. Exhibit A attached shows an aerial view of the property and a neighboring neighborhood showing that the neighborhood properties are developed and that this home is in no way adversely affecting the others in the neighborhood. Since 1991, there has not been any neighbor to recognize or complain about any encroachment or a 9-inch encroachment into the setback lines. Minimum variance. If the variance is approved, this minimum variance will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation in use. Otherwise, the home will need to be removed or a portion removed in order to be within the setback guidelines, which is a huge financial burden.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, we'll see if I have any questions, and I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills, please.
Ms. Cornwell, do we know if a certificate of occupancy was given?
I don't know going back into the computer system and verifying. It's quite possible it was.
Okay.
But I'd have to look.
Just curious.
Okay.
Yeah, but the home was existing.
When they bought it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been on there since 91.
Yeah, it was existing when they bought it.
So your mom bought the property? And
my mom and dad bought the property 25 okay. years ago and had a builder erect it. They basically coordinated the whole process. They hired someone to put the stakes in the ground. And, they put a manufactured home permit and also a building permit. And I believe a certificate of occupancy was issued
okay.
in the following years.
So okay. she put the property, because it says here purchase date 2009. That must
91.
That must be incorrect.
Might be. It was 91. Let me just take a look here. Yeah, the building permit was 1991.
So they've owned it since 1991.
Yes.
And they're the one that put the dwelling there.
Yes, a builder.
What was the purpose of the survey?
Sale of the property.
Sale of property.
My father's passed away, and we were at process of selling the property, and then this this came to our attention.
Gotcha. Okay. So your parents relied on someone else to set the home and take care of everything for them?
Yeah, they paid someone to do all that.
I gotcha.
Do the stakes and everything.
So it wasn't created by your mom. It was created by the person that she...
Correct.
I gotcha. Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
I have no other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Ricker?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Workman? And I have no questions. Mr. Sharp?
How far is the edge of paving to the front property line there? Do you know?
It's a gravel tar road, I believe, to the front property line. I don't know where the property line ends. It does match the neighboring homes. They're all pretty much consistent in a row.
Okay. But, you know, I guess because when we look at that, I see it looks like a little bit of a gap there. I recognize that's just an aerial and not necessarily accurate. But it did look like there might be a couple feet. And one of the things I saw was that there's a front yard encroachment as well. So I didn't know if that was lined up with the front property line or not.
Yeah, they're probably, looking at the photo here, there probably is a couple of feet more of grass before it hits the roadway.
Okay. All right. And is this on septic or well, or has it ever been?
No, we've hooked it up to, it was on septic, and it was community water. I believe it's now town water. That's been changed, and it's now on
county
sewers.
Was the septic in the rear yard at that time? So perhaps your parents, if they had wanted to, couldn't have turned the home because there was a septic system in the rear yard at that time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I presume no additions have been made?
No, there's been no changes.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I thought you would do that. This is a unique situation. Couldn't be otherwise developed, and it was not created by the applicant. They relied on someone else to make the stakes. It's not going to alter the neighborhood. They look like they're all about the same across there. And it is minimum variance for relief.
Okay. I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,007. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Redrick?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,007 is approved.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sir. Next case, please.